Morning and Evening Thoughts by James Allen, narrated by Charles Featherstone. Days 1 to 5. First Morning. In aiming at the life of blessedness, one of the simplest beginnings to be considered, and rightly made, is that which we all make every day, namely, the beginning of each day's life. There is a sense in which every day may be regarded as the beginning of a new life, in which one can think, act and live newly, and in a wiser and better spirit. The right beginning of the day will be followed by a cheerfulness permeating the household with a sunny influence, and the tasks and duties of the day will be undertaken in a strong and confident spirit, and the whole day will be well lived. First Evening. There can be no progress, no achievement, without sacrifice, and a man's worldly success will be in the measure that he sacrifices his confused animal thoughts and fixes his mind on the development of his plans and the strengthening of his resolution and self-reliance. And the higher he lifts his thoughts, the more manly, upright and righteous he becomes, the greater will be his success, the more blessed and enduring will be his achievements. Second Morning. None but right acts can follow right thoughts. None but a right life can follow right acts. And by living a right life, all blessedness is achieved. Mind is the master power that molds and makes. And man is mind, and evermore he takes. The tool of thought and shaping what he wills brings forth a thousand joys, a thousand ills. He thinks in secret and it comes to pass. Environment is but his looking glass. Second Evening. Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. A man becomes calm in the measure that he understands himself as a thought-evolved being. And as he develops a right understanding and sees more and more clearly the internal relations of things by the action of cause and effect, he ceases to fret and fume and worry and grieve and remains poised, steadfast, serene.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?